Europeans love American jazz, and the Dutch Swing College Band has a proud history lasting from the end of World War II through the present day, playing classic jazz. Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. During this hour, we'll be studying the Dutch Swing College Band's evolution, from their origins, emulating early King Oliver and Louis Armstrong, to their smooth, contemporary, virtuoso Dixieland sounds, like this 1960 At the Jazz Band Ball. Founder of the Dutch Swing College Band, Peter Schilperet, was a multi-talented musician, well known to my guest this hour, Chris Vonk. Chris was born and raised in Holland and as a teen sought music instruction from, as it turned out, Peter Schilperet. My guest Chris was lucky enough to meet Peter Schilperet in his day. Welcome, Chris.
Hello. Hi, Dave. How's things going?
Now, let's just set this up first. You were a young musician in the 1930s and 40s in Holland?
Well, make that 40s. Because by 1940 I was 14 years old, and that's about the time that I picked up a clarinet and tried to make some jazz music. I wasn't all that successful, so I looked around trying to find somebody who could teach me how to do this. And then, indeed, I was fortunate because in The Hague, that was my hometown, there were some very good jazz musicians, and they had this band called the Swing Papas, around in the late 30s. Now, by 1940, we were under German occupation. Jazz music was verboten, so these people could not perform in public anymore. And they took to teaching, and they made this known in an illegal way. They didn't have any pamphlets, but they were going to call their school the Dutch Swing College. And you could sign up for them for lessons, and that's what I did, and that's how I met Peter Schilperet.
Thank you. So you actually studied clarinet with Mr. Shepherd?
Yes, right.
What can you tell us about that experience?
He did not teach any technique because he didn't have that much of that himself at the time. So it was all music theory and improvisation.
Now, his primary instrument in those years was clarinet.
Clarinet.
And that's what he was teaching you, but he also played a number of other instruments.
Right. He had started out on piano as a young boy. So he was very handy on a great many instruments, and he was very good at music theory. And he played the guitar very well. So when he, during the lessons, he would play the guitar and tell me to improvise on which chords, and he would tell me where I would go wrong. Well, he was not very critical, because even the weirdest note, he said, well, it's not really in the chord, but you could use it. And he said, well, Bud Freeman would use a note like that. So he was always very encouraging, very, very nice, kind person.
Based on I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate, and released on 78 RPM under the name AM Blues, that's the early sound of Dutch Swing College, a band that went on to make hundreds of recordings over several decades, including collaborations with Sidney Bechet, pianist Teddy Wilson, Joe Venuti, and blues shouter Jimmy Witherspoon. I'm Dave Radlauer studying the Dutch Swing College on Jazz Rhythm with my guest, Chris Vonk. Apparently, Peter Schoepert took piano lessons as early as 1930-32, but as you said, was largely self-taught. Apparently he was playing, though, and he was performing on an amateur basis as early as the mid-30s.
Right. I remember a group that my brother and my sister, they were older than I, that would play at dances. You know, you pay admission a quarter or 50 cents, something like that. That was a band called the Bouncers. And their reputation was not a great
tell you the truth. So that was a band he was in?
Yes. Subsequently, there was a band called the Swing Papas, and they were the first really jazzy group in Holland. These were people who had studied the old records, say, of the Chicago Rhythm Kings, Jimmy McPartland, Tashmacker, and Mesro. They tried to make that kind of sound, and they succeeded very well, I would say.
Let's hear some of that sound. We're going to start with some of the earliest recordings we were able to get for this broadcast of the Swing College. I think the first one you've got for us here is from 1951 with Schilpert playing cornet on Snake Rag.
Yes, as I say, he was extremely handy in picking up any instrument and making good sounds.
And then we'll follow that with the Dippermouth Blues from 1954.
Well, I would say this band, he always had two clarinets. There was no jealousy on his part. He didn't mind having another clarinet player around.
So in the Dippermouth, we'll hear two clarinets. From there, we'll go to a live concert from the 1960s, Freeze and Melt. We have some additional tunes also we're going to throw in the set from 65 and 66.
Clarinet Marmalade and Melancholy Blues. By that time, the band was fully professional.
that thing.
Thank you.
Dutch Swing College. In that set, we heard Snake Rag and Dippermouth Blues from 1951 and 1954, Freeze and Melt with Peter Schilperert on baritone, and then Peter playing clarinet on Clarinet Marmalade and the Melancholy Blues from 1965 and 1966, Dick Descartes trombone on that last Melancholy. Dave Rydlar with you for Jazz Rhythm, the best in classic jazz, old and new. My guest is Chris Vonk. Yet to come, more about Peter Schilperert and the founding of the Dutch Swing College, and about, again, the jazz scene in Nazi-occupied Holland in World War II, as Chris was present on the scene. Let's talk some more about the background of the band.
They had been mainly a semi-pro group. The members were all either students, were employed otherwise. Klaas van Beek, he had a radio dance orchestra. And when Peter joined it, the sound of that band completely altered. He was weaving his clarinet all through the choruses and became quite a swinging group. And I was really surprised also at the time that the German authorities would allow anything like that to go on. And I'm not quite sure how long that lasted, because during the last year of the war, there was not anything going on. He certainly wasn't playing for the radio. I remember that he was very, very hungry and very, very skinny. He was a very tall guy, about 6'4". So. He worked in a public soup kitchen where we made this kind of soup out of sugar beets and tulip bulbs, which is not very nourishing. The last half year of the war, so the end of 44, beginning 1945.
The lovely baritone saxophone you're hearing on these recordings is played by Peter Schilperert, who taught clarinet his primary instrument to my guest Chris Vonk in the 1940s. Dutch Swing College Band has appeared on television and film, toured the world, and produced more than 90 LPs and CDs. Incidentally, the superb clarinet heard on most of these 1960s discs is played by the talented and self-taught Jan Marks. I'm Dave Rydlar. Thanks for joining me in studying Dutch Swing College on Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. Promotional support is provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Details at www.mississippirag.com. The Jazz Rhythm website is jazzhot.bigstep.com.